Hello, I'm Sukh Sidhu, and I work at University of Dayton Research Institute, where I head Environmental Sustainable Technologies Group. I am here today to talk about the power of amazing algae. But if you are from around Grand Lake St. Mary's, or you've been reading the local papers, you say, hey, hold on, what do you mean amazing algae? Algae is killing the lake tourism. We can't swim, we can boat, we certainly can't fish. That's true. It's unfortunate in this particular incident. But this is the power of algae. But if it's not harnessed properly, it can cause trouble, which is the case in Grand Lake St. Mary's. Now, if we can harness the power of algae, then we can really meet some great challenges which face our nation. And before we can understand how we can achieve these things, we should know a little bit more about algae. Algae is a very simple organism. It's one of the oldest organisms. It's been here on the Earth for more than 3 billion years. It could be unicellular to multicellular. There are thousands of different forms of algae. You can find algae everywhere. You can find algae in freshwater, in marine environment. You can find algae even in Antarctica or in the hot geysers of Yellowstone Park. It's blue, it's red, it's blue-green, green algae. So different types of algae exist. And all these algae, they do produce different types of biomass. So in the case of Grand Lake St. Mary, it's producing toxins. But there are algae which produce carbohydrates, lipids, which are the oils. So algae is a photosynthetic organism, but it's not a plant. So what photosynthetic organism means is that it uses the energy of the sun or sunlight, and it fixes carbon dioxide with the help of nutrients into biomass, which could be carbohydrates or lipids. Now, if you look at the mass of the whole world, algae is only about 0.5%. But this 0.5% of algae absorbs about 60% of CO2 that we produce. Compare that to all the forests of the world, which only consume about 10 to 11%. On the other hand, algae also generates more oxygen than all the plants in the world, forests, your neighborhood plants combined. So if algae wasn't there, we'll be in a lot of trouble. So if we can harness this power of algae, we can solve some of our major problems. The first problem is that of energy security. Energy security means how our energy fuel is available to us. If 80% of the U.S. oil reserve has already been depleted, at this particular point, we are importing over 60% of our fuel from foreign countries. And these are not like friendly nations. These are places like Venezuela, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Russia. So these are not stable places. And we also know, like in 2008, when the gas rose to $4, $5, some places even $6, and there's a lot of instability related to the fuel. So how do we solve this particular problem? That means we need a renewable source of fuel, which we can produce here in America. So we already know about the first generation of renewable fuels. We have ethanol from corn, and we have biodiesel from soybean or safflower. So let's talk about ethanol. Ethanol is very energy intensive. If you put in 100 units of energy, you only get about 120 or 130 units back. So you get 20 to 30 units more, but you have utilized significant portion of agricultural land. You have utilized water, commercial fertilizer. So you are used a lot of resources to get very little back. And the same thing with the biodiesel from soybean. It also utilizes water, commercial fertilizer, agricultural land. And come to think, if we planted all of the agricultural land available in the U.S. with either corn or soybean, you would only be satisfying about 25% of U.S. demand. So what do we do for the rest of the 75%? So that means we need a better source for these renewable fuels. And algae is one of the feedstocks which is being considered right now. So why algae? Well, as I said before, algae is a simple organism. It doesn't have stem, it doesn't have leaves, it doesn't have roots. So it does not waste any of the energy which it gets from sun to fix the CO2 into those things. It just grows. In fact, the algae can double its biomass in about 8 to 12 hours, whereas other crops would take 10 to 14 days. So you have 30 to 40% higher growth rates. Also, algae, you do not need prime agriculture land. You can grow it in any place. You do not need good water. You can use brackish water, wastewater, gray water. And also, in algae has high percentage of lipids, which means oils, compared to corn or soybean. So if you were to make a comparison, if you had 1 acre, in 1 acre, corn will give us 18 gallons per acre per year. Soybean will give us 48 gallons per acre per year. Whereas algae, very conservative estimates, will give you 1,200 gallons per acre per year. So it certainly consumes less energy, makes more fuel. So it is certainly, as this is called the third generation of renewable fuels, and this is the promise of algae, which is being investigated right now, and we are building a pilot plant or demonstration units. Now, that's the first challenge which algae can help us meet. The second challenge which algae can help us meet is that of global climate change. Europe has already come up with carbon CO2 limits, and we would also see them in future. So how do you reduce your carbon dioxide emission? Well, there are different methods. First is chemical sequestration, but it's very expensive and very energy intensive. In fact, you can consume one-third of the energy of the power plant to just consume to reduce the carbon emissions. So that's not the best possible method. Other method is geosequestration. Basically means you're pumping at high pressure or low pressure your CO2 underground. That's not possible in all areas, and also we don't know what would happen to that CO2 which is being stored underground over time in earthquakes and some other events. But the third option is using algae systems to sequester your CO2, or you recycle your CO2. So one of the biggest sources of the CO2 in our nation are power plants, ethanol plants, cement kilns, and we need those for our country to succeed. So we need these algae systems to be placed to sequester the CO2. And what happens is that this is a win-win situation. You are recycling your CO2 and you're getting a biofuel out. And the third problem it can help us solve is that of environmental pollution. We have agriculture runoffs, which is one of the main causes in Grand Lakes, St. Mary's. So algae needs nutrients. It needs nitrogen and phosphorus to grow. And that's what's in agriculture runoffs. So it can help uptake those nutrients before they ever reach the water bodies like lakes or rivers and cause the bloom, which causes dead zones in rivers and oceans and as well as the lakes. So that can be done. Also, EPA has come up with new regulations to lower the total nitrogen and phosphorus which is present in the wastewater before it's discharged to the local water bodies. Now, to meet those new regulations, the wastewater plants need about denitrification systems, which cost about $10 to $15 million. But the same job can also be done with the algae systems. So in this case, you are meeting the regulations as well as you're producing fuel. So now, these are the three things which algae can do. But the question is, where are we in trying to do that? Is LG fuel going to be in your neighborhood gas station next year, year after? Well, if you talk to the LG industry people, they'll say 3 years, 4 years. I think it will be more 8 to 10 years. But it is coming. But at the present, in the next 3 years or so, what would really be succeeding, which is a lower-hanging fruit which we can accomplish with LG, is the integrated system, where we have systems which sequester some of our CO2, make fuel, as well as clean the wastewater. So these kind of systems can be in place much sooner, because in this case, we are not dependent on producing $3 a gallon fuel from LG, because we have other additional benefits. So this LG revolution is going on in our country. You hear things like, oh, Exxon has given $600 million to LG research. FICAL or General Atomics have new plants in Hawaii. So all these things are happening. But most of these news you hear about LG is in Southwest California or Hawaii or in New Mexico. So southwestern region of USA. So what about us in the Midwest in general and Miami Valley in particular? I think we have a great chance because, as I said before, algae needs carbon dioxide source, it needs sunlight, it needs nutrients, and it also needs water. True, we don't have as much sunlight as Hawaii or California or New Mexico, but we have water. We have a lot of CO2 sources. Power plants, cement kiln, ethanol plants. And we also have a lot of nutrient sources because we are, Midwest produces a lot of grain. So we have a lot of food processing plants. We have dairy farms. So we have these agricultural farms. So we have a lot of these waste streams which produce these nutrients which can be used. So we also have a lot of wastewater. So what we have other than sunlight, we have all other sources in abundance. So we can use supplemental light and grow algae here in Midwest. So that's about the Midwest. So what's happening in our own Miami Valley? At University of Dayton Research Institute, we have been tasked by Air Force Research Lab, Energy and Environmental Quality Office to look at carbon sequestration, wastewater cleanup, and also the viability of algae to produce a sustainable fuel. There are other companies like a little bit up north, there's Algae Venture, who's looking at dewatering and drying of algae. We are also working with Jetro Diesel in Miamisburg to how to get the oil out of algae. In University of Miami, they are looking at cold water strains of algae. And in our own city, we have lime kiln, which produces a lot of CO2. We have a cement kiln. We have power plants. Up in Greenville, we have ethanol. So we have a lot of CO2 sources. And also, we have food processing plants. We have wastewater plants. So we have a lot of nutrient sources. So I think we are well positioned to take part in this algae revolution. So what I think is that in our own region, as well as in the rest of the U.S., algae would be creating new sources for the fuel and also will help to revitalize the economy of not only U.S., but also of our own Miami Valley region, and also clean up some of the environmental problems like in Grand Lake St. Mary's. So I do think that algae